Hello, Abramos. The 2016 election is finally over, and we are set to have a new president this upcoming January. Let's talk about that. I'm Cass Moskowitz.
I'm Kat Hitson.
I'm Rebecca Brown.
Okay, so as you all know, Donald Trump won the presidency and will be taking office January 20th. What does this mean exactly for the people of America? Whoever wants to go first.
I mean, it's going to be a change because we're transitioning from a Democratic president to a Republican president. So a lot of things that occurred or didn't occur in the Democratic presidency is definitely going to change. For example, like Obamacare is probably going to be cut out.
Yeah, which I don't think is a good thing. I mean, he even said when he announced it at first that it was not perfect and that it should be changed. But they should at least give him some, I don't know, they should at least try to make it better before cutting it out completely.
Yeah, I agree with you. Because, I mean, yeah, there are, like, many flaws within that system.
Yeah.
But about, like, 20 million people are getting free, like, not free, are getting health care and benefits from that. So, I mean, like, if you just take it away completely,
it's good and bad.
Yeah, but it's also like the whole system and the way it works, like taxes and all that, it's not. That's why now that Donald Trump is in office and he is Republican, and so is most of the Senate and House of Representatives, I feel like a lot more is going to get done a little bit faster without, just because he is Republican.
Well, yeah, that would happen, but you also have to take into consideration the stuff that's going to be passed. The whole building a wall, getting all the Muslims on, like, watch.
Well,
like,
the
know.
Only reason why, I mean, I completely understand, but honestly, that was all just, like,
it was to appease the parties, the people that he was wanting them to vote for him. Like, he was trying to appease them.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that, but that's propaganda. He is doing the exact same thing any other fake person is going to do, just to appease other people, because he wants to manipulate the conversation and the type of rhetoric that they're going to want to do. It's like advertising.
Well, I will say that Hillary Clinton did that.
I mean, yeah, they all did that.
Well, she also did, like, pay, what are those people called? To, like, to guarantee her to win against Bernie Sanders.
Oh. Well, yeah, that kind of
screwed. So she did... Like, she did cheat.
I really don't understand how...
It got...
The fact that, okay, some Bernie supporters went to Trump. I don't understand that. At all. It's really just because it was Hillary.
It's because trust... It got way... This election, personally, got way too personal from, like, talking it. Like,
yeah.
Talking about it to other people. This election got way too personal. A lot of, you know, like, their personal lives were getting too mixed into it. Like, families were getting mixed into it, you know, like, feelings were getting mixed into it, and honestly, I feel like politics should be separate from, like, our regular lives. It shouldn't be, like, a part of us 24/7, like, you shouldn't have to be, like, politics, blah, 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 like, all the time. It shouldn't be like that. It should just be business. Politics is business, you know, and leave your lives separate. But it was, like, clashing in with each other. Like, the Trump family was in with the Clinton family, and the Clinton family was in with, like, the Trump family, and it just...
Well, I think it's just because they were... Honestly, they're both terrible people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see any other way of this election having gone down where they weren't doing that to one another. Because they both have so much dirt that it's, like, it's almost like, what else are you supposed to do, you know? And, I don't know, I just feel like there should... that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay, so there are millions of people right now that are very upset about Trump winning.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's fair? Do you think people have a right to be angry? Or should they accept it?
Well, of course people have the right to be angry. I mean, like, you have the right to be happy, you have the right to, like, be sad. I mean, you have the right to, like, feel however you want. Like, freedom of speech, First Amendment. Like, but it's how you take it. And how you move on from it. I mean, if you're going to continue to freak out and you're going to continue to, like, just cause a lot of disruption, I mean, honestly, if you were a different race or a different, like a minority, like, for example, a Mexican or a Muslim, I personally would be scared because there are a lot of people out there that are scared because they think that Trump is gonna, like, just, like, annihilate them. But honestly, you have to think, like, are all of the Senate's gonna allow him to, like, remove, no, like, it's just, like you said, like, propaganda for him to get all those country hicks that live in the middle of the nowhere that still think, like, slavery is cool. Like, literally, he just wants those voters. But when you think about it, you just need to, like, take a deep breath and just, like, not freak out. I mean, yes, like, freak out, but, like, don't do it to where, do it to where you're freaking out is, like, making a positive, like, you're doing something about it. You're not just sitting there and freaking out. You're doing something to, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I feel like there should be more representation in his run, like, for, as in his office time. People, like, because he said so many things about those types of people, those minorities and, you know, that he should kind of feel the need to have some representation in his little term, because you can't say that and then have people think that everyone's going to be okay with the things that you're going to do, because we're all going to be scared for it, because, like, I'm not in really any of those subcategories of minorities other than being a woman, but, you know, that's it, but I'm scared for them, because I care for them. And I would never want to be in a position where I feel like I can't go to school because I'm scared of someone thinking that, like, oh, you're going to call me, like, a slur, or you're going to, I don't know, just say something, do something. It's like we're going back to the 60s, and it's like people are okay with showing the bad sides of them now, because our president showed his bad side. And now I feel like they are like, okay, like, I can do this now. I can be as terrifying and hurtful and poisonous as I want because my president said the same thing, and he's for me, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like there needs to be some representation in his term. He needs to appease by something. And in the minority groups, I also think that if he tries to enact anything, we should do sort of like a civil rights movement. I mean, that worked for a reason. After, it was a long time, but it worked. Because it was morally right. And I think the things that we have been working towards are morally right. It doesn't matter on your religious preference, whatever. That does not matter. It's just, you are a person, you have unalienable rights, and you should be treated with respect no matter what you are.
Well, I mean, I can't really, like, support Donald Trump on that. I mean,
yeah.
I will agree. But when you look from my perspective, Democrats are more on the social change, from my perspective. And Republicans are more on the economic side of change. So Donald Trump, he's a businessman. Like, that's all he's ever done is business and money. So from what I'm seeing from him is that his main goal right now is to fix our economy, like just money. And I feel like, yeah, maybe he'll, like, do some social reforms, maybe not. Like, I feel like because he's never really done anything inside the government whatsoever, he's just known business, like, that's all he's ever known. So I feel like he's not gonna really do anything like that. But as a society, we shouldn't really, I mean, yeah, it should be his job to be, like, our role model, but we should put, like, all of that on him. I mean, yes, like, it's wrong that he was, like, doing all of that, but us as a society, if he can't do it, then we need to do it ourselves.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Whoever you believe was the better candidate, leave us a comment below and tell us your opinion. Hope you have a great day. Bye.
Bye.